So 53 years old, I see paternal grandmother with breast cancer diagnosed in the 80s. But in general, what would you consider a minimal workup for a patient in this situation?
So certainly, you know, the systemic staging given the stage 3 presentation, biopsy of the metastatic site, and then for any patient with triple negative breast cancer, regardless of whether they have a family history of breast cancer or not, if they're age 60 or less at diagnosis, NCCN guidelines would endorse germline BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation testing. And so she did have this done, and it did not show a mutation in BRCA1 or BRCA2.
So you said the NCCN guidelines, but now we're talking about metastatic disease. So
yes.
Does that apply, or does every patient with metastatic breast cancer need BRCA testing?
Yeah, so it's been a moving target. You know, as of last year in 2018, we had the first approvals of PARP inhibitors for advanced BRCA-associated breast cancer. And so the guidelines have shifted over time that for patients with metastatic disease, if they have HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer, that they should have germline BRCA1, BRCA2 mutation testing because this targeted therapy is now available. So she would have met the criteria regardless.
So also you have the question of panel testing germline, but you also have the testing of multiplex somatic testing, such as NGS. Again, what do you consider standard at this point?
I think, again, that is certainly been a moving target in breast cancer. Increasingly, we have more and more reasons to do something like a next-generation sequencing assay of a metastatic site because we are increasingly having more targeted therapies. So this year, we had the approval of alpelisib for hormone receptor-positive breast cancer for patients with the PIK3CA mutation in their tumor. We have the PARP inhibitors for those with BRCA mutations. And so increasingly, there are more and more reasons to be getting it. And so I think that, you know, certainly where we are today, we're seeing an uptake in NGS early on in metastatic disease.